Welcome to Equal Environment, your unbiased source of news on the intersection of sustainability and society. I'm Stephanie Gansey, and today we'll be talking about genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, species that have been genetically engineered to be more useful to humans. While they have been increasingly used as food crops in recent years, composing a large part of today's food supply, the debate over their usage remains highly polarizing, with many supporting them wholeheartedly while others cry for their discontinuation. Those who oppose GMOs either do so because of ethical reasons regarding genetic engineering, safety concerns over their edibility, or environmental reasons. GM crops can have major impacts on ecosystems, with many of these crops having been engineered to be resistant to herbicides, which allows farmers to spend less time and effort individually targeting weeds and instead be able to spray the whole field with herbicides. While efficient, this is the unfortunate side effect of killing plants growing in the marginal land around the fields like milkweed. The public began to take notice in the early 2000s when the monarch butterfly population was impacted, the reduced availability of milkweed leaving them with less food. The butterfly became a symbol of the anti-GMO movement and represents how GMO use can unintentionally alter the environment. People who support GM crops tend to look at the issue from more of a human health perspective. They believe the benefits, such as reduced pesticide use, increased efficiency, and greater ability to feed starving people, outweigh the costs. I met with Andrew Jones, an assistant professor of public health at the University of Michigan and food systems expert, to explain the situation.
Well, I think there's a lot of potential for genetically modified foods to be a really useful technology for things like preventing the worst effects of climate change on crop production. For example, utilizing the technology for like drought resistance, in particular, or heat tolerance, or preventing, you know, damage from certain pests, to allow us to keep producing food at higher yields, and especially in like lower income countries where they're going to be very susceptible to climate change. I think the use of GMOs in those contexts can be really important and can be another tool in our kind of in our toolbox, as it were, for ensuring food security. I think consumers in the European Union who are very wary of genetically modified foods, and many other consumers in the United States and elsewhere, they're certainly entitled to their opinion. And the research that's been done on GMOs, looking at their health impact, has been done over a relatively short time period, so there's no guarantee that the foods have no impact on health, because we maybe need to look at health impacts over the long term. But to date, there's really been no studies that have come out showing that there's any kind of detrimental impacts to human health of consuming genetically modified foods. In terms of health risks, there's not really any strong base of evidence suggesting that. There is a lot of, I think, appropriate concern about access to seed and farmers and being able to control where the seed comes from for the crops that they grow, and knowing where that comes from and having control over it, and having control of technology being consolidated into the hands of very few corporations. I think there's a lot of concern about that. A lot of the GM technology that's been out there now has been focused on improving yields of crops. So, you know, having crops that are resistant to glyphosate, the Roundup product that's get sprayed, or like BT cotton, being able to, you know, ensure greater yields of cotton through a BT resistance gene. There have been some crops like golden rice, which is a form of rice that's genetically modified to have higher or to have beta carotene in it. And with the idea that if it's consumed widely, then it could help to alleviate vitamin A deficiency. So there's definitely potential for genetic modification to influence nutritional deficiencies, but the golden rice has not been widely disseminated. There's been obviously a lot of pushback against genetically modified foods overall, and that has caused it to not really be widely, to widely impact populations. I think there's been a lot of misinformation about it. I think people don't necessarily know the research literature about the health effects, so there's been some misinformation about the health effects. I think people are rightly skeptical about changes to the food supply. I mean, we generally as in the United States as a population, we don't really know where our food comes from, by and large. There's been a huge local food movement in recent years, and people are starting to try to reconnect to where their food comes from. But because we don't know where it comes from, when we hear things like genetic modification, we think about, you know, I don't think people actually know what that means all the time or what the implications might be.
In the end, the use of GM crops is a complex issue with no clear single answer. There are many benefits to their use, but there are also drawbacks, especially environmental ones. As Professor Jones put it,
there's a lot of complexity to it. I don't think there's really a black and white issue.
GMO use will likely remain a divisive issue for years to come. This has been Equal Environment. Thanks for tuning in.